Well, you had the west side and east side. Those are old setups, both of them. And of course, the south side was lately. But you had places like over here called Camel's Hill, and you had Brooklyn and places like those.
What would be the black neighborhoods now in Jacksonville?
God, you would have west side, south side. You would have part of Rebalt out there. Now, part of it is where the whites had some real nice homes, and it started selling. I mean, blacks started moving in. They started moving out. You have Richardson Heights. You have Floridale, and Magnolia Gardens. Mm-hmm.
What would be the
Richardson Heights?
Where would the rich people live in Jacksonville?
Now?
Yeah.
Let's see. All of them claim they don't have no money, see. You mean the black?
Yeah.
Well, it's like up on Jefferson Street, you have some doctors, and then out here in off of Rebalt, you have a lot of them out that way and everything. So, nobody they swear they have some money, you know.
Yeah. Where would the poorest section, I guess, would be around Ashley and 8th?
Yeah, and also Newman. Across over in Brooklyn, the Campbell's Hill, that old part that used to be over there, some of those houses built up off the ground 10 feet tall and with the swinging gate and the bell on it, you know, open a... But the funny thing about them, you know, I used to carry mail over there. And the house can be the worst in the world, but somebody always has some flowers planted somewhere around.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I know, I was over there around Ashley Street.
Ashley Street and Church Street and Duval, all in there, see. Mm-hmm. That's what you call your ghetto area, and that, what do they call that home over there? They're gonna tear the whole setup down over in that section off of State Street back in there. Hood's taking the whole deal and you know, remodeling all of it over there. And then they have a medical center like over in there, which, you know, about 3 or 4 hospitals and a helicopter landing pad and all this stuff over there.
Yeah, I was over there talking to. I had about 5 people told me not to go over there. You know,
so wow.
To round Ashley Street. And
yeah, that Ashley Street's always been a homo.
Yeah. I got over there and a fella. He said, "You're trying to start some shit, you know."
Well, they probably figured you was there from the police, you know, trying to catch up on some dope addicts or something like that. See, they don't trust. Ferris seldom may trust anybody over there.
Do you think is there a pretty bad problem with dope in Jacksonville?
I believe it is. Now, in my case, I don't know. See, because now, like, I have 2 daughters, and they would probably know people that might be trying it, but they have never been on. You know, and I'm one of those parents who feel that he's, you know, very lucky now. So far as knowing the people is involved in it, I know some people that they have caught for it, and some guys that have had a lot of money then went down the jug, you know, with it and all like that. But so far, knowing the whole problem, see, I carry mail over in Arlington, and I've been over there now on one ride for 20 years. So only time I get be in contact with home most of the time is when I get home in the afternoon and and all like that.
What would be the names of dangerous drugs, and some that wouldn't be quite so dangerous?
My wife's a registered nurse, and